Grace and peace to you this morning from our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. I think we've all had the opportunity, perhaps when we look under the Christmas tree and we see boxes unwrapped, and then all of a sudden we see a very fearful thing on the box because it says, "Some assembly required." Well, some of us actually open that box, get the directions out, and we lay the directions to the side, and we believe that, oh my, surely I'm smart enough to look at the picture on the box and build this toy or this object. Now, here's my point. Some people, and I know them, some are in my family, are really good at assembly and putting things together. And it actually comes out like the picture on the box. But then, me? Now, this is the disgusting thing that happens when we try to do that. Have you ever built it and then found, like, three or four pieces left over in the box? That ain't good. I know. It's not good. Trusting yourself rather than the directions sometimes works. But it doesn't work in what we're talking about today with our religion. And that's the point that you just heard Bob read in the gospel. He says, Jesus says, "Thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them just to the little children." And then he goes on and he adds, "No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son chooses to reveal." Now, those are not just casual words. They're very decisive words. Jesus is telling everyone here today that knowing God is not a matter of how intelligent you are. It's not about your effort. It's not about your education. It's not about some great insight you have got. Religion and your relationship with God is not something you assemble. It has to be revealed to you by a great blessing by the Holy Spirit. The truth is very unsettling to many of us sitting here, because we want to believe, we have to believe, that we are capable of understanding religion. Where we come up with comments like, "Well, I may not agree with that." It doesn't matter what you agree with. It just matters what is. We like to believe that we can think hard enough. Well, and we have some religions in this area that believe that if you read enough books, that you'll get closer to heaven because you can read a lot of things. But God tells you something entirely different today. You don't understand God through your wisdom. And I'd like to repeat that 30 times to you. You're not that smart to understand God. Now, we want to. We have a desire, but we don't. God is only known through self-revelation that comes directly to you. And that revelation comes through his Son, Jesus Christ. Now, this message that Bob read this morning Jesus was talking to a crowd. He was talking to religious leaders of Israel, scribes, Pharisees, teachers of the law. And they were very learned men. They were educated men. They knew the scripture inside and out. And they were trusted by the people to be guides for spiritual reasons. And yet Jesus looks directly at them and says, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't have a clue about God. And many of us, unfortunately, fit that bill. We don't get it, really. These people he was talking to actually rejected Jesus. And they honestly were very proud and haughty, and they didn't believe like they needed any help. They believed that they already understood God. They could interpret Scripture on their own terms. And because of that confidence, because of their self-assuredness, they failed. They failed to recognize the very Son of God, and he was standing right in front of them. And let me put it kind of in modern terms. What Jesus is saying is, all right, you guys, listen to me. You each there claim to know God, but you don't even know me. How can you know God if you don't know me? Because the only way to God's through me. And you don't get it. And that same statement applies to everyone here today. Do you really get it? Who he is? There are many people. There are many pastors. There's many people in this region. They claim that they serve God. They encourage you to follow what they're saying in their words. But if they deny Jesus, if they deny that he's the eternal Son of the Father, true God and true man, then they don't know God. No matter how sincere, and I know many of them are very sincere, but they just don't know. You can't know the Father by rejecting the Son. And this is why human wisdom falls apart. Human wisdom always wants control. All of us here, we want to have some say in what is happening to us. No matter how intelligent it may sound, it isn't right. This is why human wisdom always fails. But God does not allow himself to be assembled. You can't build him in your head. He reveals himself only on his terms to you. As old or as young as you may be, God will choose how he reveals himself to you. And you may be my acolyte today, or you can be a grandmother sitting in the crowd. When he chooses to reveal himself, that's why he says, you've got to have the faith of a little child. Now, and I don't want you to be misled here. I am not saying to you today, I'm not praising ignorance. What I'm asking you once again, and I know you all get tired of me mentioning this, but I'm talking about humility. How you stand in the presence of God. Faith does not begin by human effort. Faith begins by God's word. Even a child can know the greatest truth of all. As you heard last Sunday, Jesus loves you. And she was right. He does. Now, I know that the opinion is often, and I hear, well, you know, if you don't have time to do that sermon, you can just kind of wing it, you know. No, you can't. No, you can't. That's why you write so much and throw so much away in this business. Because it's serious. What you say and what is reflected. Now, Jesus says this at the very end of that gospel message. He says, listen to me. Take my yoke. Take it upon you and learn from me. If you notice, he's not removing the yoke. He's replacing it with one that is not crushing. It's not heavy. His yoke is the gospel. That's what he wants you to wear. It's the good news that he has already accomplished. He's already done what you could never, ever do. Jesus has perfectly known the Father. He's obeyed the law. He's done exactly God's will. He's carried your sins to the cross. He secured your salvation. And that is why his burden is light. That is why his yoke is easy. Because salvation does not rest on you. It rests on him. So do not be like the self-proclaimed know-it-all who trust themselves. Don't assume that sincerity of intelligence can replace God's revelation. Humble yourself before the word. Read the directions. Listen to the Son. And when you do, you're going to find rest. Not just for your body or your emotions, but for your soul. For in Christ, everything that matters most is finished. Amen.